people have a fundamental right to access information about what the law is, whether that be, you know, legislative information or what happens in our court systems and the common law. And so if breaking the law is no excuse, ignorance of the law is no excuse for breaking the law, then people should have a free and open and unfettered access to learn about what judges have done in our common law system. So the problem is that the federal judiciary runs a system called PACER, which stands for Public Access to Court Electronic Records. And on that system, they're essentially selling the public record at 8 cents per page. Now, that might not seem like a lot of money at first, but 8 cents per page to access any docket sheet or some opinions and filings eventually add up to be a lot of money for academics, for journalists, or anyone else with a passing interest.
And this goes to essentially companies who take this data and then repurpose it in some form or fashion.
Right. So the court system actually charges money for everyone to access these documents. So whether it's a company that is a data aggregator or it's, you know, just you and me as public citizens wanting to learn about what a judge did in a certain case, it costs 8 cents per page to access these records.
And one would assume, as with the legislative branch, as with the executive branch, we paid for this in some form or fashion as citizens.
The issue actually is with Congress. So the 2002 E-Government Act, they told the federal judiciary that they could charge user fees on the PACER system to recoup the costs of running the public access system. Now, we here at Princeton have dug into their budget documents a little bit, and we found that the cost to them for running the system is about $21 million a year. But the amount of revenue that they collect from PACER fees expected for 2010 is about $93 million. Now, Congress said that they could recoup these costs, but only to the extent necessary, and that's the key language for running the PACER system. But it's clear from their public budget that they're actually collecting far more than it costs to run the system itself. And they're essentially using these fees to pay for other courtroom technologies. So they're using those fees to buy flat screen monitors for courtrooms or embedded microphones in court benches. And I think these technologies are great, and I think that the courts should be adopting new technologies. But it shouldn't come at the cost of public access to court records.
Why is it important that these records be available to the public widely?
Right, so people have a fundamental right, as I said, to access to what the law is. It's important because for judicial transparency, important
right.
for judicial accountability.
One of the three branches of government, we should be able to have transparency into what's going on, why they made decisions. It's important that that information get out there.
Exactly. The public needs to have confidence in the judicial process. And the only way that that can happen is if citizens have the ability to scrutinize the full record, you know, not just looking at the opinions, but all of the supporting documents
right.
to make sure that the law is being applied in a fair and impartial way. And judges, if they know that this is happening, will be more careful and they will, you know, ensure that they'll take more care when following the law and following precedent.
I've seen you write about something called privacy by obscurity. Explain a little bit what that means.
So the term is actually practical obscurity. And here's the issue. In the past, federal court records have been made available mostly on paper. And so if there's personally identifiable information in these court records, previously somebody had to go to a courtroom to get these paper documents. So even if there was a social security number in one of the documents, that information wouldn't get disseminated very widely because it wasn't all that accessible. Now, moving into an online system with PACER, practical obscurity has continued to take hold because they've been selling these records at 8 cents per page.
Yeah.
Most of these documents don't end up on Google, where you can easily find and harvest these social security numbers. The federal courts have privacy rules that govern what kind of information can be made publicly available in court records. But in the past, because people couldn't get access to these records very easily, the courts were not that good at enforcing their own rules. But now I think they're slowly realizing that eventually these records will be available online and accessible to all in the future. And so we need to think a little bit more carefully about what kinds of public information eventually end up in the public record, such that, you know, people who go through bankruptcy proceedings or family law proceedings don't eventually get up harmed, and to ensure that citizens are willing to continue using the system because they won't be harmed by having their personal information available in these public records.
It seems like there is probably a segment of the population that doesn't want these documents out there, part of it being companies that have made money off of taking these data and then reselling them. But also, if these were fully searchable, Googleable, for lack of a better term, all of a sudden people may have a window into something that people may not want transparency into.
Sure, but I think in the end, this is a good thing to have these electronic records available. For example, some of the people who are hurt by having these documents obscured are journalists who want to have quick access to current records that current cases that are going on. Other folks who are hurt by this are academics,
yeah,
who want to study through court records things about society that we otherwise couldn't learn. So not just studying the judicial process itself, but perhaps looking at, you know, how the patent system is promoting innovation by looking at how many patent cases have been filed, or looking at statistics about how bankruptcy is affecting our economy or society. A lot of very interesting information is locked into these judicial documents and currently not available. And because of the way that these documents are provided on a per-page basis behind a paywall, it's almost impossible for academics to do these kinds of longitudinal studies across, you know, thousands or millions of federal court documents that will be very useful for society.
Have you discussed this with any court officials, and if so, what has their reaction been?
There definitely have been discussions with the courts, and I think the main issue is the cost of running the system. So I think they would like to make the public record as available as possible, but unless Congress appropriates money to the courts to run the system itself, they don't seem very willing to give up this source of revenue that funds not only PACER, but also other judiciary technology that they have planned.